7:40 at WGCL. It's time to talk to the chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Do you have your emceeing hat and shoes ready to go tonight? Because you are donating your time to a wonderful cause over at the Boys and Girls Club. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really super excited. I don't have a special hat.
You can borrow Keith's.
That's exactly right. I'll have to see what Keith would have done. But it's an event tonight at the Boys and Girls Club on Lincoln Street. It's an event, the first annual event. It's called Smart Girls, Smart Women, and I'm really super excited about it. So I am the MC, and then we're going to have a panel of women speaking about, excuse me, this weather's definitely getting me. Gets cold, and then it's hot, and then it's cold.
That's exactly right.
Runny noses all over the place. Love it.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Exactly. Make sure you do that. But the panel of women speaking tonight, you know, talking about how they got to be where they are and how mentoring is so important and, you know, just being a part of a community and all of those different things. Great panel. It will be kind of moderated by our own Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. And then a couple of members of the panel will be Jody Cream and First Lady Lori McRobbie. It's going to be an excellent evening. I think they are totally sold out. There's about close to 300 people attending this event, and I'm just honored that they asked me to be the MC and auctioneer as well. So it's going to be kind of fun.
Oh baby, now.
Oh yeah, look out.
300 folks. That's good. You're going to be tired tomorrow morning, but that's okay because, like you mentioned, it's for a great cause. We talked to Jeff Baldwin on Monday. Said, yeah, it was sold out. Sorry, we'd love to tell you there's more tables in space, but there's not, so that'll be a great event. Now, Keith, it's busy times at Ivy Tech, right?
Well, Jenny, I want to lead you into something because this is absolutely amazing. Part of what Ivy Tech does and does so well is it prepares people for certificates or degrees and puts them out into the community and with jobs. And I counted. You have an open house today. There are 20 right. different occupations that you're going to be telling people about that in 2 years you can be out in this area doing something and earning money in these occupations. So tell people about the open house today, because this is amazing.
Well, that's exactly right, and we talked earlier, it's true economic development, and some of the programs that we have, you can get a certificate and walk out the door and be earning money, having a career, and so this is an admissions open house, and it's two of our academic programs in health science and in nursing. So you have the traditional nursing, RN and LPN. But then in health science, you have our new optometric technology will be there to talk about that program.
Oh, we believe you. We believe you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well,
our faculty.
That's the funny stuff because it is that technologically involved. Mm-hmm. This is big time stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, paramedic science, radiation therapy, respiratory care, and, you know, and our wonderful faculty and our deans will be there and staff just, you know, to talk about what it means to be in the program. And maybe there's some things you're a little worried about, but we're going to show you that we can help you get through these programs. Just phenomenal. And, you know, we do have a certified personal trainer as part of our kinesiology program. So you can take a few of those classes and then possibly go and work at the Y or open your own business, you know, be an entrepreneur and be a personal trainer out there. I mean, there's so many unbelievable, endless opportunities. Just come out and check us out, see what we have to offer, see what you might be interested in. It's from 5:30 to 7. It's on our main campus tonight. What we're going to do to get over to the nursing building is we have a van. It's literally just across the street, but we're going to let people go across the street and check out all of the simulators and all of the things that we have in our nursing, our RN, and our LPN program. So
Show it off.
It's pretty cool. So 5:30 to 7 o'clock tonight.
And meantime, you're registering for the spring semester, so people could do a transition from seeing about all of this to getting registered.
You get a free tour, and have a chance right there to jump on into it. But that's just again, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, how many of these programs did you have?
Oh my gosh!
The growth has been
RN and LPN for sure, paramedic,
radiation.
The radiation is kind of new.
Yeah. We didn't have any of those certifications.
Well, and don't forget the massage therapy program.
Yep, that one too. I mean, there's there's so many different things. You know, you think, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that says, you know, really, I want to be in healthcare, and all they think about is nursing because right. they're not sure about all the other things you could be doing. Well, if you come out and see all of these different things, you know, boy, oh, boy. Oh, well,
that's the point I'm trying to make. Made. You think it's just a one deal. No, there's many multiple disciplines.
I'm looking at the list. Pharmacy technicians, one of the things that's here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know? Dementia care, phlebotomy, all kinds of stuff.
Is he allowed to say phlebotomy on the air? Is that
is that okay? Can you spell it?
I can because it's in front of me. P-H-L-E.
Bottomy.
Love it.
Bottomy. Hey, and
that's it.
You advising for people that are thinking about coming out and taking some classes, what do they do about advising?
Well, actually, we're open from 8 o'clock until 6 o'clock for people to come in, get enrolled. We'll help you with the financial aid application and all of that. Actually, starting on Monday, it's literally drop-in, so no appointment is needed. You physically can just come on in. So that starts on Monday and goes all the way through January 30th. However, we are closed the week of Christmas week, and we'll talk more about that down the road. But, you can come in. And we'll get you started. It's very simple. The application process will help you. We'll guide you and get you started and be ready on the first day of classes.
By the way, there's something I'm involved in today, and that's the communication speech contest.
Are you judging?
Oh, I'm
MC. I'm
so excited.
No, it's really great.
This is the first.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the first for us. It's the communications program. It's hosting the first annual speech contest. So our students are going to be showing off what they've learned over the semester in their speech classes, and I'm super excited. And you know, I got to get over to that other event, but it starts at 4. I'll be there at 4, and I'll hope to be able to see the very first speech. How many people are going to participate in that?
You got about 8 people that are going to be participating.
And it sounds like Keith's going to be wearing his MC hat, so you're off the hook tonight.
That one's a referee's whistle.
Well, that'll work. That's right. And you, keep those ladies in line tonight, will you? Great event. we'll hear all about it next week. Auction like you've never auctioned before, and raise a bunch of money and have fun. And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You got it.
Great job, as always. Go Hoosiers. Absolutely right. And that's Jenny Vaughn from Ivy Tech. She's the chancellor. We always like getting caught up with her on Thursdays.